This is the Gaming Outsiders podcast for February 3rd of 2012.
Can you envision a way of supporting the universal background checks bill?
Chuck, I'm going to wait and see on all these bills. You know, I think video games is a bigger problem than guns, because video games affect people. But the First Amendment limits what we can do about video games. The Second Amendment to the Constitution limits what we can do about guns.
Wow. Where do you get your weed?
Hey guys, welcome back to the Gaming Outsiders podcast, the podcast for the Gaming Outsiders community. My name is John Meadows. I'm, of course, JC Meadows on the message boards.
Hey, this is Eric Kubik. I am Cube00 on the message boards.
And I'm Nathaniel, Polygon Wizard on the message boards. Forgot our order there, didn't we? Spaced out a bit.
That's all right. Nothing that nobody will ever know, because I can edit it out.
But if you leave it in, it's funny.
Well, yeah, it is. Nothing better than a long, drawn-out silence. You know,
that's what I always say.
All right, guys. Well, glad to be back this week. Not a whole lot of stuff going on, but we thought we'd do a show anyway, find some stuff to talk about, some news and other things. We'll start off like we always start off with what's going on. What are you guys doing? Eric, you want to go first?
Sure. Not much is going on. I haven't been really playing that much. I recently got back into an NBA video game kick, and I've been playing a lot of NBA 2K12.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. I'm not very good at it, but it's lots of fun. I'm trying to finish up XCOM, and then I've been playing a little bit of Borderlands 2.
That's cool.
And a little bit more of PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. Other than that, nothing else.
I haven't had much time to play myself this week. I've played maybe an hour of Ni No Kuni, and what little bit of time I've had, I've played that stupid foosball game on the PlayStation Vita that you get free if you're a PlayStation Plus member. I don't know why, but I sit down and I can play that thing for 20 minutes and not want to quit. But it's not too bad, though, especially for a free game.
Nice. You'll take it. It's entertaining for a few minutes.
Shoot, yeah. And I did pick up Minecraft on the PC this week, so I thought I would mention that right around when we find out what Nathaniel was playing, because I figure he's playing Minecraft anyway, so... So
yeah, played a little bit of BF3 here and there, but mostly Minecraft.
Yeah, so
because I have a lot of fun with it, and you know, making videos, you got to play it to get footage for it.
Yeah, that's true. I saw a little bit of your newest video the other night. I hadn't had a chance to watch it all yet, but I watched it.
Actually, put out three videos this week: two on my channel and one on Company 008 channel, which a community I'm part of.
That's the one I watched, was the community one, where you're given the tour of the town or whatever.
Yeah, I've done two server tours on there so far, and there's plenty of stuff to keep doing those, because there's always new stuff going up. Yeah. Like right now, I'm in part of a community project. We're building a big arena where we can do, you know, fights and things in. We have like a miniature one, but we're building a bigger, more epic one.
That's hilarious.
That we've got. Kind of the outside part is put up, so it's got a wall, and I put a dome roof on it. Was probably my contribution, and then we've got a bit of the inside done, but it's still got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I saw the picture you posted of it on the message boards. Looked pretty cool. And Minecraft is interesting, especially when you first start out. You know, like I said before the show, it's just I got used to playing games where they give you a tutorial at the beginning. Instead, they just Minecraft on the PC. They just kind of dump you and go, here you go.
Just throws you in.
Yep.
Yeah, with Minecraft on PC, your tutorial is go to the wiki.
Yeah. I found that out real quick, because I think in the first three times, I died three times in a row before I could figure out how to make anything. And then when I finally figured out how to make the bench, the workbench, I was trying to figure out how to click and drag things in there and started making buttons and all kinds of stuff by accident. And yeah, so the last time I logged in, though, I had climbed to the top of the mountain with my pick right before it got dark, trying to trying to hide from the skeletons and the zombies.
But now I'm seeing you just on top of some, you know, hill with a bunch of mobs all climbing up at you, trying to get you at once. That's sounds pretty funny.
Yeah, that's my Minecraft story.
So. You've crafted a Minecraft He-Man sword or something up there.
Yeah, I got my pick. I was trying to get some coal mine before dark, but it didn't happen. So, but that's okay. It happens.
Well, I think that's part of the magic of Minecraft is everybody's had that first night or two or with the game where you don't know what's going on. And, you know, things are killing you and you're trying to figure out how to build things and to survive. So everybody's kind of had the same similar experience with it. And then, you know, you see where you can get to after that and all the crazy stuff that you can do in the game.
Right. Well, the first time I tried to run. I'm just going to run. And then the next thing I know, I've got like 3 skeletons and 2 zombies. And it's like, nope. Okay, running's not going to work.
Yeah, running isn't going to help you. You'll just run into more packs of mobs in the dark.
Yeah, pretty much. And I didn't realize, you know, when I first started playing that it got dark that quick. So it's just like, I'm just going along, punching trees, you know, all right, this is not bad. I'm figuring out how to build an axe or a pick, you know. I'm like, okay, I'm doing good. Then all of a sudden I'm like, wait, something's hitting me. What the crap?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly, but I think it takes like 20 minutes for day and 10 for night or something like
that.
Yeah,
something like that.
The cycle is.
I can't remember exactly, but yeah. But it's pretty cool. Once I get the hang of everything and figure everything out, I think it'll be more fun. But that'll be the trick. It's getting everything figured out. But yeah, it's definitely a cool pickup, something to fiddle with, because there's all kinds of crazy stuff you can do with it.
Yeah, I'd also see you could go into start a creative world and just look through and see all the items that you can get.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's what I thought about doing, was just doing something like that just to kind of get the feel of.
Yeah, either that or the wiki. Just that might be better too, because that'll actually show you how to craft those things.
Yeah, the wiki helps a lot. It helps a whole lot. So
that, yeah, it tells you where to get stuff, how to use it, what you can make with it, all that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it. I need to get some more into it. May play it some more tomorrow. We'll see. But all right. Well, we're going to hop right into the news. Like I said, there's not too much news going out, but I'm sure everybody saw the big video that Sony posted earlier in the week for February 20th, the announcement of the future of PlayStation. So a lot of people think that's going to be PlayStation 4. I don't see why it wouldn't be. But
it's going to be Home, a new version of Home.
Oh, I can only hope. I tell you what, you tease about Home, but I actually logged on to Home for the first time in quite a long time the other day. And there's actually a lot of stuff to do. Games and everything. It's really weird. It's actually better than it was probably 2 years ago. The last time I logged in, there was like nothing on there worth even logging in for. So, but now you can go and do, there's a casino and all kinds of stuff. It's actually kind of fun.
So what you're saying is it's become something like Second Life.
Yeah, exactly. A whole lot like Second Life.
It's all a waste of time.
All a waste of time. Big waste of time. And little microtransactions, too. Lots of
microtransactions. Yeah, no. I think if you enjoy like something like Second Life or something like Home, where you can just go kind of poke around and just do whatever, then knock yourself out.
Yeah.
But not, it's not for me.
No.
I tried Second Life, and I looked into Home a little bit, and just, yeah. I'd rather game.
All right. I understand. Me too, but I got bored anyway, the other night. But
we got distracted.
Yeah, boy, we did. We took a big U-turn there, didn't we? But anyway, I find it kind of interesting that they're announcing something like this, because wasn't it the Sony of Japan's president a few weeks ago, like in an interview, said that they were going to let Microsoft make the first move before they even announced anything with the PlayStation 4?
Yes, but I was thinking that it would be more like, we're letting Microsoft announce their specs first, and then here's what we come out with.
Right, but you know, Microsoft hasn't officially come out with any specs yet, though, right?
No, not really.
Yeah, nobody has.
We can speculate. The thing is,
rumors, but that's it.
Even if they're announcing the PS4 come February, it probably isn't going to be out till holiday season, at the earliest holiday season, the end of 2013.
Right. And that's what everybody's speculating, that both of them are going to be out this Christmas. And I'm like, ooh.
I kind of doubt it.
I don't see that happening.
You think it'll hold out to what? Mid 2014 maybe?
Well, I don't see both Microsoft and Sony both bringing out their new systems at Christmas, not at the same time. I don't know. You're going to have your hardcore PlayStation 3 people are going to buy a PlayStation 3 no matter when they bring it out. Your hardcore.
Whatever, I'm buying a Wii U.
they'll almost have a leg up. Wait a minute.
Sorry.
But I don't know. I mean, I figure they'll say something about the PlayStation 4, but I doubt we'll get any kind of release date, any kind of specs, or anything like that. I don't know though. I could be totally wrong. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I would just say, yeah, they're probably going to announce something, or they're going to announce some revision of the Vita. But let's go with the PS4, and they'll give us some sort of rough date, maybe a few games, and maybe show us a little bit of footage or something that it could do.
Right.
So. My guess is they wouldn't even do that.
Really? They'll just announce it.
Like PlayStation 4 might show you what it looks like, or a prototype of what it looks like, and maybe some sort of a teaser, but I don't know if they'll show that much footage anyway. They could,
maybe some test footage,
but I figure they might say, if they show anything, it would be very little, and they'll save a lot of that type of stuff for E3 would be my guess.
Yeah.
That's what I think they're actually going to do. I bet Microsoft will do the same thing, like announce the hardware a bit, that it's coming, and get that out of the way so that at E3 they can spend more time showing you what will be on the system rather than spending all the time in their conference about the console itself.
Right. Well, and what will be interesting is what the price point's going to be, and we know they won't announce anything like that until E3, if that, so... That's what's interesting.
$599 US.
Well, you know, Microsoft came out, mid last year and said, we want to try to keep the next Xbox at $299, but all these market speculations are coming out saying it's going to be $399 to $499. So who knows? It's all going to depend on. Really, it's going to depend on what the other person does, I think. And neither one of them are going to show their hands too quick. And
yeah.
So, who knows? It'll be interesting, though, because we only have, 18 days to wait and see what it is. So.
Find out, and then we'll be disappointed because it'll just be something random.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me, just something strange and random. But I don't know, it seems like a whole lot of hoopla to go through for something just strange and,
True.
New York and press and everything like that. But, it is the middle of February, so there's nothing going on at that time. So, I don't know. We'll find out, though, very quickly. So, let's see. They finally... we finally have a date for Grand Theft Auto 5. It's September 17th of this year. That's for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. Seems about right. September, October is what I figured it would be out. It'll just be a shame if they really do bring out a new Xbox or PlayStation or both at the same time or around the same time that the new Grand Theft Auto 5 comes out.
It won't matter because they could always port it if they wanted to.
Yeah.
But I think, to be, it's more of a delay, which they kind of say in the news release, because they had said before it was going to be spring.
Yeah.
And then Rockstar almost always releases their games in spring, at least recently.
Right.
So that's kind of a difference for them. I was not expecting it to be in September, but I like that it's September because that means that they will be hopefully much more polished with the game when it comes out. And exactly. It won't have as much of a, launch jitters as a huge game like that would normally have. So.
Right.
That's cool that they're doing it to get it done and right rather than just trying to throw it out there like what happens most of the time nowadays.
Right, exactly. And,
they have that luxury too because, it's Grand Theft Auto, so they know no matter when they put it out, it's going to do fine.
Right, and there's only a few.
It'll sell no matter what.
Yeah, and there's only a few companies out there that can get away with it. Blizzard is one of them. You know, they don't bring out stuff until they're ready, because look how long would it take, 12 years to get Diablo 3? You know, so I mean...
Valve is one.
Yeah, Valve's the other one.
Here's Half-Life, finally!
Yeah, it's like...
Oh, I wish. That would make me go crazy.
Doesn't everybody? We all wish.
I still suspect that they're just going to drop it one day and be like, oh, hey, guess what's on Steam now? Half-Life, go.
Oh, good Lord.
Just because of all the craziness from Half-Life 2 and all the stuff leading up to that game and all those problems, they're just going to keep it secret until it's finally ready. And just be like, hey, guys, guess what?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Steam crashes that day.
Yeah.
There's so many angry gamers out there.
So maybe if you see something in the news about Valve putting a bunch of new servers for Steam, maybe you know that Half-Life would be coming out.
Yeah. That would be a dead giveaway. Absolutely. Let's see. In other news, release date news, Madden... the new EA Madden coming out this year will not be Madden 2014. It will be called Madden 25 because it's Madden's 25th anniversary.
Woohoo!
Makes me feel old.
Yeah, it does. It makes me feel real old, too, because I remember getting the first John Madden on the Sega Genesis and going, this is the greatest football game ever. That's sad. But, yeah, I... It's weird to call it NFL 25. But, you know, I don't know. I guess they'll go back to next year, be Madden 15. But I'm not... I've heard rumors that they're actually not going to call next year's 2014's Madden. It's just going to be NFL football, that they're actually losing the Madden tag to it, which would be really strange. But that's just the rumor I've heard. I don't know how true it is, but...
seems strange, unless like they're losing the license for it or something, because it's a big brand. Why would you get rid of it?
Yeah, and you've had it for all this time too, you know.
I mean, yeah,
but
whatever, they can do what they like,
pretty much. I mean, they're the only football game out there, so they can do whatever they want. So, but it looks like they're going to have all kinds of little contests and you know, for who's going to be on the cover and stuff like that.
Who gets the curse this time?
Exactly. Who will be cursed? But, yep, for all you Madden fans out there, I'm sure there'll be some $100 collector's edition with a bunch of rigmarole that nobody will really want. So,
yay. Yeah. Giant lockbox again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And they also announced, EA also announced that Battlefield would be coming out next year, Battlefield 4. No big surprise there, I guess.
They hadn't even said that, but we've already known about Battlefield 4 a bit before this news, and I found it kind of amusing that all of the sites are jumping on it like it's some big, huge news, but they'd already said that this a while ago, but it wasn't EA, I think it was DICE,
right,
which I guess is technically part of EA, but you know the beta for Battlefield 4 is coming this fall.
Right. Especially for everybody who bought that wonderful Medal of Honor game.
Which we're getting to next. It's out of rotation.
Yeah.
But I think that was from the same investor call, too.
It was. They're actually taking it out of rotation, so there won't be another one for another couple years.
Which, do we know?
That's what I find interesting. There's rumors out there about stuff that, because Medal of Honor is out of the rotation, they've also said they're still going to have a shooter coming out this fall, so there's a bunch of rumors on what that be. Like another Battlefield that's in secret, which I would kind of doubt unless they have another developer working it, which would be weird.
Black. Oh, sorry.
Oh yes. Black is a great game.
Yeah.
Do you think... I wonder... Oh, Battlefield. I wonder if the new Battlefield... I wonder if they'll use the same engine they used for 3 or something. Or.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be using Frostbite 2 for a while.
I'm sure.
But they've said that as well. They've said that they're using Frostbite 2. And now they've also said like Battlefield 3 used like, you know, 30-40% of its power of that engine, something like that. I don't remember the exact percentage. And that Battlefield 4 so far, they're, you know, able to crank it up a whole lot more than what they were with 3, just because they know the engine a lot more now and they have more time to tweak it.
Right.
By working on just the game rather than doing a game and an engine at the same time.
Well, and it'll probably be out on the next generation consoles too, so they'll be able to squeeze a lot more out of that engine.
Yeah, that'll be interesting when it comes out. I'm betting it'll be on both, kind of like the overlap that you got last time around, where it'll also be on 360. But hey, if you really want it with the higher player counts and stuff that you can do on PC, but you don't have a PC, get it on the new console. You know, I bet that will be everywhere. Plus, being EA, they're going to want to put it on every platform possible. Of so course. If it lines up, I'm kind of betting that they will.
Yeah, I'm sure. They're going
to put it out on the new player, on the old player base, on the old systems, and they'll get some people to buy it there, and then put it on the new systems.
Give it like a high res bump.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it'll be out on PC again as well. And that's probably where I will end up getting it.
Yeah, if I buy it this time, I'll probably buy it on PC as well. Let's see, what else? They finally, for all you Skyrim players on PlayStation 3, holy fright, they finally got all the DLC dated for PlayStation 3. So, looks like Dragonborn will be out on the 12th of this month, and Hearthfire will be out on the 19th, and Dawnguard will be out on the 26th. Jeez.
That was weird.
Yeah. It's
that they put Dawnguard last when it was the first
right.
one.
Right. Which, that was, wasn't that the one they had the most trouble with on the place to getting it to work on the PlayStation 3 was Dawnguard?
It could be. I don't know. I but don't remember. Yeah, it just seems like PlayStation 3 does not like Bethesda games. Mm-hmm. There's always been problems with them.
Well, if it's any consolation, the first week that they'll be available, they'll be half off for PlayStation 3. So that'll be nice. But it's just, I've just never known them to take so long to have so much trouble to get DLC out on a system. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it all works, because if it comes out and it still doesn't work well and it causes more problems, then people are going to have such a hard, you know, make such a big deal out of it. It's like, you took this long and it still doesn't work.
Yeah, surely not. But who knows?
Yeah, I bet it will. But you know, with a game that huge, you can only test it so much.
Exactly.
So you know, all the people playing it, when they finally get it, are surely going to find some sort of bugs in it. And I bet, you know, it causes crashes and stuff again. You know, if anyone's going to find it, the best way to do that is to release your stuff, and all that things will happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's usually the way it happens. Also, there was the Red PS3 is actually coming out in the United States.
The Super Slim.
Yep, as part of the God of War bundle. It's what it's called. It's going to be $350. It comes with the Red 500 gig PlayStation 3, but it also comes with the God of War Saga, which has all five God of War games in it, and it also comes with the new God of War Ascension. So you get the entire God of War collection on two discs, and you get a 30-day subscription to PlayStation Plus.
Think about it. If you factor in the cost of the games, maybe $275 for the system. That's not bad for anyone who hasn't still picked up a PS3. And it's Red.
Yeah, it's sharp. I like it.
It's going to be louder, though.
Yeah, it's, you know, I have the Super Slim in the black that I got over the holidays, and it's not too terribly loud. You can hear the laser moving on the inside of it if you don't have the TV turned up. You know, if the TV's kind of low, you'll hear it over, kind of like the way you heard the Dreamcast run real loud is what it sounds like. But yeah, I mean, that's cool. The red one's nice. You know, the white one came out here too, so it's nice that they're bringing out those things over here. You know, a lot of times they're Japan only and stuff, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, Japan gets the fun stuff.
Yeah. Well, one thing I will let everybody know that does want to buy a Super Slim, it does not come with that picture, or it does not come with that stand that's in the picture of it. You have to buy that thing extra for $15. But that's okay.
But that's the only way to put it vertical. Is that a similar stand that they had on, like they had on the regular Slims?
Kind of. This one actually screws in the bottom of it. There's actually a hole on the bottom that you pull out a little rubber stopper for, and it has a little screw on the stand that goes up in there. But that thing will not sit vertically very stable without that stand.
Oh, yeah. Well, unlike the original PS3, which would sit.
Yeah.
You could put it on its side. Well, and I love doing that, but then, you know, it crap itself. So
yeah. But, you know, it's like, they picture it with all the systems. It's on the box, but there's that little fine print that says "stand sold separately."
Stand sold separately. And it please was, give Sony more money.
Oh my gosh, it was the hardest thing to find. I couldn't find it for weeks.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not around here anyway. There was only one store, you know, because when I picked up my system, it was the 1st of November. I said, I need one of those, you know, I bought it at GameStop because I had it on pre-order. I said, I need one of those stands too. And they're like, oh, it comes in the box. I'm like, no, it doesn't. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm positive. See the little wording here on the box? Stand not included. We don't have any. Finally found it at a Walmart, but it took me a couple weeks. But it was ridiculous. It's like nobody had that stand. But
yeah, for people that need space and, you know, their
exactly
gaming area.
And I, you know, I wanted to get it up and kind of out of the way. So, but yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. If you're looking to upgrade a PlayStation 3 or you don't have one, that would be the one to get. Especially if you're a God of War fan, it would be really cool. The red looks really nice. I used to have that red controller when they sold it separately. If the whole system looks that way, yeah, that'd be nice. That shiny red. I like it.
Yeah, I'd rather have the blue color that I have on one of my controllers. Mm-hmm. That'd look nice.
That would be cool.
I like blue better than red, but red's all right.
Everything I've got in my entertainment center is black, so
yeah,
it would stand out.
That's the thing. It seems like with home consoles, the colors don't matter nearly as much as, like, everybody's going to want it to match the stuff they've got, so yeah. Black is just fine, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's, you know, a lot of times hidden away halfway in your entertainment center or somewhere, so colors don't matter quite as much as you might see on handheld systems.
Exactly.
That's why they have all the colors there. So I'm always curious on, like, how well the home consoles do in different colors and when they do them.
Yeah, and Xbox.
To me, I just don't care.
Well, and I usually don't either. There's only a couple.
Yeah, I don't really care either. Ooh, do I really want that limited run white PS3 and it's going to cost me $50 extra? No.
Yeah, the only ones that I really liked were like the limited edition, like Halo PlayStation 3s or that.
I didn't know Halo 3 came in, you know, was a PlayStation 3. Or
360, I mean. Yeah, we were talking
PlayStation. I know what you mean. Thank you.
Yeah. I got a one-track mind tonight.
What about the N64? What about the N64s that were like in watermelon, lime?
Oh, those yeah. Those are kind of cool. Yeah, they had tons of them, too. They had all kinds of different colors of those. I liked them. I always thought they were cool. They were always see-through. The different mm-hmm. colors were so you could see the pieces on the inside. I always thought that was neat, but... Probably the coolest console I thought, though, that they brought out was the Star Wars 360. I thought that one was pretty sharp, the one that looked like R2-D2.
See, something like that is actually, like, I might be interested in something like that just because it's more involved than just a solid color.
Right.
Yeah, and it makes, and the controller, and it makes a lot of cool noises and things. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's more than just like, okay, it's now a solid red.
Who knows?
It's a solid
maybe, blue. Maybe Microsoft will capitalize and make a Jar Jar Binks 360.
Not anymore. Not that
he makes beeping, annoying noises.
Not that Disney is involved with Star Wars now. It'll probably never happen.
Oh.
Ah, Disney. They have so much stuff. Oh, anyway. But yeah, that's it's cool. I like to see it when they bring out systems over here, especially ones that they're going to have in you know, that were originally Japanese only or something like that. The coolest ones that I've always seen over in Japan were like the Yakuza ones. They always brought out one.
Final Fantasy ones are pretty cool mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, those are nice.
I think isn't there a white Yakuza 3 PS3
yes.
or something?
Mm-hmm. There is. You can find them on eBay for about $1,000. I mean, it's last I seen one, but yeah, they're really cool looking. They brought out one for Yakuza 5 that just came out in December, and it comes with a solid gold PlayStation controller. Yeah, so. I'm still hoping that they'll bring Yakuza 5 out over here. They have not said if they are yet or not. So, come on, Sega. Do it. We'll see. Let's see. Minecraft 360 update number 8. He said, Nathaniel, it's just pretty much bug fixes from the last update.
Yeah, I was reading through it. They have the change log of stuff, and it's pretty much like, okay, the 360 update that they just did a little off a few weeks ago introduced a bunch of bugs, some of which I'd heard of, and this whole list is fix this, fix this, fix for this, fix for that. So it's not any new features that they're bringing in. It's just pretty much fixing all the stuff that got broken from last time.
Yeah.
Which is kind of how they've gone with the 360, because I know like a couple updates ago they brought it out and it had, you know, bugs with it. So then they brought out another patch afterwards.
Yeah.
Fix those. So that seems to be what this is.
That's cool.
More bug fixes. That's still cool, though.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like, fix for a random crash on loading the tutorial. Fix for freeze when writing a sign as an autosave starts. Fix for that, you know. Some performance improvement for enchantment interface. Yeah, there's a whole huge list here. Maybe a couple dozen things, a little more than that.
Hmm. Yeah, that's, the way the headline read, it was a lot more, so I hadn't fully read it. But, oh well, at least they're fixing it. Many people bought it, they should.
Oh. Yeah, well, they definitely supported it pretty well since it came out on 360, and yeah, it's sold a ton on there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And that surprises
me. It's
sold
a ton everywhere.
Yeah. Well, it really surprises me how much it sold on Xbox. I'm really surprised about that.
What were the sales like on the iOS? And it's for Android too, right?
We had that. Was it this like the show that he wasn't here that we talked about?
I think so.
I was just curious. And, you know, it'd be interesting to know if it's really
a lot.
Yeah.
Worth getting it. Is it really worth getting it like on a tablet and attempting to play it when it's not, you know, it's not really the full featured version, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's got a lot more features than when it launched, and they keep updating that one too. They're all platforms it's on. It's getting updated all the time.
So what we're saying is not just making millions.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though he's not working on Minecraft anymore, he's still, you know, sure benefits from it because it's his company. Yeah, like they took, I forget how long ago now that he stopped and he's working on his next game himself, but they're still the whole Minecraft team there at Mojang took one of the other people and made them Minecraft lead, and now they run with it, and he's doing his new game, which I forget, it's some hex name or something. It's a space something or other game that looks kind of crazy, what little he's shown of it.
Huh. That's interesting. That's very different. Well, it was funny. The only reason why I picked up Minecraft this week was because I was walking through Target to pick up something else and saw that they actually, you could buy the card in the Target store to download it.
Yep, they have that in lots of places. It's basically instead of going and paying them through the internet, you just buy your card at retail.
Yep.
And, you know, they've had those a long time. They have them in your GameStops and your big box stores everywhere. It's usually along with all the MMO cards and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You can buy.
And never paid any attention to
it. So you could buy your RuneScape card then?
Yeah. They had those too. I didn't even. Does anybody still play that game?
No. I've played that game in like 3 or 4 years. It's been, well, not 3 or 4 years. A long time. Try, you know, 6, 7, 8 years probably, or longer.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. Anybody out there interested in that Terraria game, or however you say it, Terraria or Terraria? It goes free to play the 5th, and they're going to
free to play on PC.
Yes,
I'm assuming, because I was like, I doubt they do that on Xbox.
Yes,
it's coming out on Xbox soon as well.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
But I can't remember the actual date, but it's somewhere either this month or next month, I think. I can't remember. I'd have to look it up, but it is coming.
But Amazon has the digital download on sale this weekend for $10, and the 5th, when it goes free to play, you will no longer be able to buy the digital download. Well, but
what is it normally then?
It's normally $20.
Wow, because I paid like, it was normally $10 when I got it, which I think it was technically still in beta then, I guess. They did very much similar thing that Minecraft did.
Yeah.
Cheaper when it was then, and then later the price goes up, but I bought it on sale even for like $7 or $8, something like that.
Well, if you still
way back when,
if you still buy it now, if you haven't bought it and you still buy it now and you just do the free month, you'll get like the founder's title, you'll get a mount, you'll get all kinds of stuff. So,
well, that's what I don't get. How are they turning that into free to play? Because it's not like an MMO or anything like that exactly. Like, free-to-play usually is going to have some sort of microtransaction, and I don't see how they're going to do that in that game unless it's just like, you cannot, you know, mine this block unless you pay 50 cents or something.
Oh, no, you're thinking of that. We're talking about two different games.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about that Terra, T-E-R-A.
Oh, okay. See, your flub of saying that made me think of the totally wrong game.
Yeah, I know then. What one you're thinking of. You're thinking of that.
Terraria. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you're thinking of Terraria.
Or that Terra is not coming to Xbox, but Terraria is. All right, now we're on the same page.
I understand now. I was confused. We confused each other, but that's okay. because of my poor...
Everybody can laugh at us when they listen.
Because of my poor grammar and redneck way of saying things.
lack of understanding the English language and how sentences go together.
I know how to talk real good. About as good as that. You guys, and listen to the opening of the show. I have the interview that they had MSNBC had an interview with like the state senator from Tennessee about gun control, and he said video games is more dangerous than guns. are more dangerous. It is more dangerous. I'm like, okay, that doesn't even make any sense to me. So I'm not the only one who doesn't grasp the English language. Apparently 80-year-old senators can't grasp it either, but okay. That's my soapbox for the day. All right. So, new releases this week. Not a whole lot coming out this week. Some bigger titles, though. The new Sly Cooper Thieves in Time game will be out for the PS3 and the Vita.
And that's 3D, isn't it?
Yes, it's compatible with 3D. It is compatible with 3D, and it's a cross-buy game, too. So.
Okay, so if you buy the PS3 version, you get the Vita version, too?
Yes.
Excellent.
And the new MSRP of the game is $39.99. So it's $40. You get the Vita.
You get both versions.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like if you've got a PlayStation 3 and a Vita, that's pretty good price there.
Yep, and I want to
The other question I have, though, is it like how PlayStation All-Stars was there was like a an option on the disc, I guess, for additional content?
You know, I'm not sure. I haven't heard.
No, sir.
I'll be able to tell you Tuesday because I when I was in GameStop the other day and picked up my Ni No Kuni, I went ahead and put $5 down on it.
You gave into the pressure.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was the guy that I used to work with. So
now I've never played any of the games, and I know there's a demo on for PlayStation Plus members right now. I don't know.
No, it's open for everybody now. Actually, the demo
open
is
open for everybody. Yeah,
it's.
I don't know if I would like. I don't know. I've never played any of the games.
It's like
so I don't know if I would like.
It's
it
a
not.
Platforming game with puzzles.
Yeah, I hadn't played them, but I was pretty sure they were.
If I like Ratchet and Clank, would I like it?
Yeah, it's kind of like Ratchet and Clank.
Is it easy?
I think so.
Because that's one thing about Ratchet and Clank I really liked. It was, you know, it's pretty easy to get through. It's very low stress.
Right. And
I'm not threatening to choke the controller. Like
I haven't had, you know, it's been a while since I've played the Sly Cooper games, you know, PlayStation 2 days, but I didn't think they were that difficult then. But, I mean, like, there's puzzles and there's, you know, platforming and stuff like that. I like them. I like them a lot. I was more interested in it on the Vita than I was on the PlayStation 3, but I thought, well, for $40, you can buy it on both, or you can pay $30 and get it on the Vita. I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Might as well get it on both.
Exactly. And there was a Ratchet and that reminds me, there's a Ratchet and Clank game that came out, like...
Yeah, the Full Frontal Assault? Yeah. That was the one that already came out for PS3 and they just put out for Vita?
And it's $20, and you get it on both the Vita and the PlayStation 3. And I'm like, how did I miss this? But I missed it. Somehow, totally missed it. So, I gotta grab that one, too. For $20 on both consoles, that's insane. Let's see.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, it is. Dead Space 3 comes out this week.
Mm-hmm. It's the only one I'm really interested in this week, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'll buy it on PC, but I'll probably wait until Christmas when it's on sale on the Steam sale because I have the other two on the PC. So, or Origin sale. I guess it probably won't be on Steam since it's an EA game.
Oh, Origin, yuck. Well, Origin's better than Uplay.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Have you used Uplay at all?
Once or twice.
Ubisoft's disaster. Yeah. Mess.
Are you talking about the actual store stuff that they added in recently? Because I haven't used that. All anything I've done with Uplay is the unlocks in a game. It's like, okay, I'll go and use my few Uplay points to unlock this skin in Assassin's Creed or whatever. Yeah. That's all I've ever done.
I'm using it, you know, Far Cry. And it's really tough to activate. Because, you know, here's the PC version. You got to install it, and you got to activate it through a code. And they don't know. It's just cumbersome. That's all.
That sucks. I hate it when it's like that. It just makes me... It's just frustrating. That's why I don't use the GameStop one either. You know, it's just like, no thank you.
What, GameStop has one? Oh, Impulse,
yeah, the
right?
Impulse thing, yeah.
Yeah, they bought it or whatever, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so. It's not...
Well, Impulse was not GameStop version.
No,
so.
It's just it's a pain, too. Just go Steam, people. Just let it go. Steam is so much better.
No, I want to be able to compete.
Yeah, whatever. And the 3DS, the Blue Fire Emblem System Bundle comes out. Actually, it comes out Monday or Tuesday, I believe. I can't remember the exact date. I put down the 5th, but it's the 4th or 5th. That thing is...
And that's the one that comes with the game, yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. And it is a nice-looking system. It's like blue with etching on it, with the Fire Emblem like symbols etched into it. Looks really sharp. It's too bad I've already got a 3DS. It's very good looking.
So 200 is it going to be 200?
Yep, it's 199.
Oh yeah, that is really nice looking. I just looked up a picture of it.
It is really nice.
Yeah,
because it's got the stuff in the middle and then things on each corner, kind of in there. It's
yeah,
fancy.
I think that's one of the fanciest ones they've ever had, next to the gold one,
the Zelda one
a few years ago, the regular DS. Yeah.
Which actually, I've seen a lot of those recently on eBay. People getting rid of them because they want to, they want the bigger systems. So.
Right. I had one at one time. It was pretty nice.
Now you just have a regular one.
Yeah, pretty much. Nothing. I don't have any pre-news on what's coming up on PSN this week. The guys who do the official PlayStation broadcast did not have a podcast this week, so I have to find out on Monday, like everybody else, when they go to the PlayStation blog to see what's coming out on PSN this week. Some new stuff on Xbox Live, but mostly just sales on crappy games, it looked to me like. Unless you're a Street Fighter or Tekken fan, they have a lot of their fighting games discounted. But other than that, I didn't see anything great.
Nothing yet. It was like mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, winter's always a little bit slow.
February is always terrible when it comes.
That 13 for 13 sale is still going on if you haven't bought any of that stuff on PlayStation 3.
Yeah, there's still some good deals on there.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I really don't have anything else. Don't have any questions from any listeners. We didn't have any 5-star reviews this week.
That makes us cry.
Yeah, it does. I made a post about 3 hours ago on the gaming website on... And anybody got any questions? We're going to record at 10 Eastern, so nobody saw the post, I guess. So no questions.
That's okay. We just got to do it earlier.
Yeah, it didn't hit me till later in the day. So we had some things we were doing this afternoon, so I didn't have time to check the site any earlier. But you guys got anything else you want to talk about? Anything going on?
Nope. It's all quiet.
I actually have started cataloging my games this week. And
your crazy spreadsheet.
Yeah, let's see.
You have 3,000 games.
Well, I'm up to 288, and I've only done my 360, my PlayStation 3, PlayStation 2, 3DS, DS, and PSP games.
You have a lot of games.
I haven't even got to my 360 or my Dreamcast games or my PlayStation 1 or any of the others. So yeah, I'm going to be very, very afraid to see what that number is. Because I was like, what? It's already 280-some? This is not good. Not good. But yeah, it's always a fun thing.
Where do you store all that stuff? I mean, I doubt Nathaniel and I have anywhere near that number.
I have
maybe 25 games total.
I have...
Maybe 30.
I have a lot of plastic bins up in my closet full of mostly PS1, Genesis, all the older stuff is up there. I have a DVD rack right here next to the computer desk that has all my Xbox 360, my PlayStation 2. Oh, and that was GameCube as well. I forgot my GameCube games.
He has a video game house out back.
Yeah, really. And let's see, the Wii. Oh, the Wii was in there too, but I only have 5 Wii games. The Wii.
Oh man, hold back.
Yeah, I know. Ooh.
Nintendo better be worried. You're hoarding
not
them.
Making any money off of me. And then most of my new games are in the living room in the DVD rack in there. That's where all the Xbox and stuff is at. So. Within access. In fact, we went to IKEA a couple weeks ago and put up a new DVD rack for the Blu-rays, and I got a bookcase to put in the middle of the DVD racks, and I pulled all my strategy guides out of the closet and put them on that. 1, 2
strategy guides, three, four, five, facts.
6, 7. I got 7 shelves full of strategy guides.
Wow. any limited cool collector's edition?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm really disappointed you don't have Super Runabout for
Dreamcast. I know. I don't have that game. I looked through my Dreamcast.
But I still might have to borrow some of your Dreamcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll get them cataloged up for you, and then you can see the spreadsheet and see what all I got. So, yeah, I mean, I've got, like, the StarCraft II limited guide, the Fallout limited guides, Fallout 3, the New Vegas,
Those limited guides are probably neat.
Yeah, a lot of I like artwork. The. That's why I buy those, is for the artwork and stuff in them. I very rarely use them. I just buy them because, well, I say I buy them, but I usually get them on pennied when they penny out at GameStop. And
Borderlands 1, like, hardbound red guide is really, really cool. Mm-hmm.
I got the.
Also, that's just a pretty price, too.
I got the Game of the Year edition hardcover one of that one.
That must be the one I'm talking
about.
It's
all red cover.
Yeah, that's like an $80 guide on eBay.
Yeah, it's crazy. I like the I have Mirror's Edge. The Mirror's Edge guide was really cool because it had like a comic book in the back of it and had a lot of artwork in it, which made it really cool. I even bought the Ni No Kuni guide because it was full of artwork and everything like that. I haven't had to use it, but I just sit and look at the art and the interviews in the back of it and stuff.
The pretty pictures. Yeah.
Well, it was always nice when I had a couple guys that I used to work with at GameStop, when they would penny out guides. They'd be like, "Hey, guides are pennying out. We've got to throw them away. We'll just pile them out back of the trash bin for you."
What?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
No dumpster diving for
nope,
you.
They would set them right out by the back door. So all I had to do was, they would just send me a text message and go, "We pulled them today." Oh, okay, thanks.
Nice.
Da, 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 da.
Nice.
Yeah, it was, and that's how I got a lot of them. Yeah, none anymore. None of them work for GameStop. So
they've all moved on. Today I work at Best Buy.
Yeah, they've all moved on to bigger and better things. So yeah, those were the days. But all right, well, if we got nothing else to talk about, I guess we can call it a show. Eric, you want to close us out with all the good information we got for everybody?
Sure, I can do that. You can visit our website at gamingoutsiders.com. You can email us at gamingoutsiderspodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. The show is @GO_podcast. The site is @GamingOutsiders. John is @JCMeadows94, and I am Eric @Cube00. You can also call us 206-203-4087.
Yep, and leave us some voicemail. We'll play them on the show. Give us some emails, send us some emails. Go to the website, sign up for the message boards, the forums, get on there. There's a whole podcast section where you can go and leave your questions there, comments about the show, everything like that. Always like to hear feedback. There's a lot of the guys on the Gaming Outsiders that always post a couple days after the new show comes out to let us know what they think, and we always appreciate it. All right. Well, if we've got nothing else going on, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. We hope you guys enjoyed the show, and we hope you'll be here next week. Y'all have a good week, and we'll see you then.
See you guys later.
Thanks for listening.